Okay, Makos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches 2:8, the last of the Perek. And last on the topic of Arei Miklat, here we say, first words are Kiyotzi Bo, which means literally the same principles from the previous topic apply to the following topic. That really has no business in the context of, no application, no coherence in the context of our Mishnah here. And the reason it's here, presumably, is because this Mishnah appears also in Maseches Shviyas, and over there in Maseches Shviyas, the previous Mishnah was talking about the importance of someone who wants to pay back a debt he's not obligated to pay because Shemitah already released him. If he wants to pay back the lender anyways, the lender will say, you don't have to pay me back, to put him on notice. And then he can say, I don't care, I want to pay back, it's the right thing to do. So then we'd say, Kiyotzi Bo, a similar kind of thing is happening in our Eir Miklat. If someone is invited to get a kavod by the city and they don't necessarily know that he is an accidental killer, he has to tell them that, you know, are you sure you want to do this? You don't have to do this. I'm an accidental killer. I really don't deserve the kavod. But if they say we want to do it anyway, so then he can proceed and receive the kavod. That's the point of our first part of our mission here. So the Kiyotzi Bo in the context of Maseches Shviyas makes sense. Over here in the context of Maseches Makos, it does not make sense. So it probably should be removed. So the mission says, now inside beyond that, it says, Rotzeach Shegal Le'ir Miklato. The accidental killer who ends up going into exile into his city of refuge. V'ratzu Anshi Ha'ir L'chabdo. And the members of the city, they want to give him a kavod. You know, he davened in the shul every day, they want to give him an aliyah or something. Yomer lehem. He's required to say to them, at least one time, Rotzeach ani. Are you sure you want to give me a kavod? I'm actually a killer. I don't deserve the kavod. Okay? Amrulo, if they respond and say back to him, Afal pikein, we understand, but we want to give you the kavod anyways. They accept that. Then yikabel mehen. He's allowed to accept the kavod. But he has to at least verbally tell them one time, to put them on notice, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, it's based on Adrasha, Vezet Dvar HaRotzeach, that extra expression which seems sort of superfluous, it tells you that the word Dvar HaRotzeach, he has to speak it out. And what does he have to speak out? He has to speak out that he doesn't deserve the honor, and the Vezet tells you it has to be one time. So it's a one-time requirement, and only one-time requirement. Ma'alim Hayu Schar L'Leviyim, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. If a person flees not to the regular Eir Miklat, but to one of the 42 Levitical cities, says Rabbi Yehuda, so then he can live in the Eir Miklat, the Levitical city that's providing his service in the Eir Miklat, but he has to like sort of pay his way, he has to pay rent to the city, where, you know, he has to pay his fair share, because he has no rights to be there, so to speak. He's just seeking refuge there. That's in contrast to the Eir Miklat itself, where every Jew has the right to seek refuge there. The Pasuk says, V'hayu Lachem Ha'arim LaMiklat, they'll be for you, as like a public service, if you will, for the accidental killers to take refuge in the Arei Miklat, so they wouldn't have to pay rent if they're living as a refugee in the Eir HaMiklat. But in one of the 42 cities, they do have to pay rent as applicable. Reb Meir, however, describes, Reb Meir says, there's a Hekesh which connects the regular Eir HaMiklat to the 42 Levitical cities. That's how we, in the first place, say the 42 Levitical cities provide protection from the Goel Adam. But according to Reb Meir, that's not all it connects. It connects not just that it provides protection, but it provides protection in every way. It serves just like a Eir Miklat. And just as an Eir Miklat is lachem for all your needs as an accidental killer, and you don't pay tax, rent, I should say, whatever it is, all the above. So then the same would apply for a Levitical city. Who disagrees with that? He says the Hekesh is limited, so you can take refuge there, but you have to pay rents. You have no rights, you know, other rights. But Rav Meir Omer, lo hayu ma'alim lehem schar, someone who takes refuge in a Eir Miklat that is really a Levitical city, one of those 42, he doesn't even have to pay rent if he sets up shop over there. Well, that's what the Mishnah says. Once a person dies, once a person is released from Gullets because the Kohen Gadol died, so let's say he had a position of authority, a power, of leadership, he was the Nasi, the Rosh Hashiva, does he resume his role as the Nasi, the Rosh Hashiva, etc.? So, says the Mishnah, Chozer L'Srara Shahaya Ba, Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds yes, he can go back to his original position and resume a position of leadership, and Srara, Srara is like authority. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Haya Chozer L'Srara Shahaya Ba. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he may not. It's based on Pesukim, kind of a more complex limud, from that's learned out from an Eved Ivri going back. I don't get to that right now. It's too technical and truth, I think. But be that as it may, the point is Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person who has gone into exile as an accidental killer has no business having a position of srara, of authority, and therefore he just really should never resume a position of gedula, and the Rama paskins like Rabbi Yehuda here also, that once a person comes back from exile, he is a free man, but he should not be put into any position of prominence or leadership or authority over other Jews.